Bring out some hashlama to the sugya. Okay, there's a new sugya coming up, also big in Yanin, but we're sort of at the point where we can try to bring a few things to the focus, to sharper focus on this inyan b'shalolam and b'shalohin shaman. Okay, first of all, the Ramban in Baba Basra, the Meiri here, relating to Tosas Kasha, Ibrahim Masra Lahotzi Pachas Shebekelem. The Gemara mentions within Ravina's suggestion to work out the Sfiras HaBraisus. Again, we had four pshatim in Ravina, what Ravina's trying to do. Ravina, meanwhile, quoted a memra of Ula, that Ula learns out from a pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse, Bachutz Tamod, Ba'isha Tanosha, Ba'yotzegach HaSavad HaChutza, that Midoraisa, Balchov, Dino, Bezi, Buris. Why? Because Madarko shel Adam lahotzi chutz pachas shebekelim. The obvious question, as Tosis asks, v'im tomar afilu pachas shebekelim meitavu k'da amar le'il kol mili meitavu. So we know, as the Gemara mentions before, Funa be'Yeshua Rapapa tell us that within the Taltalin, every piece of the Taltalin, even Subin, has a din of meitav. Because the ma'ala of meitav has to do with how readily you can convert it to kesef. And since metaltalin can be transported from place to place, so you'll always find konim wherever you go, you'll find people that are interested in that commodity. And therefore, metaltalin, however low grade it might seem, it really has din of meitav. Therefore, Tosis asks, what's the marker from this pasuk that balchov din of beziburis? Right? Tosis gives a teretz that we're using this as a muscle. That to the extent that we're talking about metaltalin, he's going to take out pachas shebekelim. True, that might be meitav, but the Torah is hinting to us that whenever he'll pay with whatever it might be, he could be with karka, but the same way he'll bring out pachas shebekelim when he pays metaltalin, that might be meitav, but the Torah is informing us that when he'll give a payment of karka, he'll bring ziburis, so he'll pay ziburis, and that, of course, has a din ziburis. So it's like a way of indicating what would be if he paid with karka. Al-Derech said in a bit of Peretz, so that's the way the Tosis resolves the question. So we have enough of a basis from the Drasha to learn out what would be by Karka in a comparable case. The Ramban, in the end of Baba Basra, asks this Kasha as well. And gives a very interesting answer. Oh, first he says something which he just shamati. Kasha lan ala mai talmuda. What kind of a lima does Ula have? Hasa metaltalin inu kol mili meitavu. Just to remind everybody, Derech Agav, the Muki Yosef, remember, he actually paskined, like the Manda Amar that argues in Ula, that Dvar Torah is dino be'idis of Shimon, and the question is why, where do we know it from? So we had all kinds of suggestions. A Silotova, maybe it's written Kesef, and the Muki Yosef says the makor would be the fact that Mataka Shulad Muhotzi Metaltalin Pach Shibakalim Tolan Metaltalin Kom Yil Metafu. So that becomes a makor for Rav Shimon. Fascinating. The very Kasha turns out to be actually a raya to the other Shita, and if you hold like Ula, then you can't hold like those two Amarayim who say Kom Yil Metafu. Ula is assuming the Lokirav Huna. He holds that metaltalin is not automatically meitav. So it's a whole new mahalach in this kash. The Ramban says first shamati kevan she'asver Torah kanes lebeisav nasim v'shus gelov lo tziyom mashi yirtze l'manu she'Torah chasa alav v'afanu noma she'dino b'ziburis. It's really like not a direct limit at all. It's not that madarko shel adam lahotzi that what he's going to take out is going to be called ziburis. Is that the fact that the Torah gives him the option to give what he wants, and you can't just go in and take what you want. It's up to him. So you see the Torah has a bias in favor of the Lova. Because Bachutz Tamod, you, the Malva, you, the Shliach Beis Din, I mean, you, the Malva, have to stay outside and the Shliach Beis Din goes in and takes what the Lova gives him. That means that the Torah is, you know, sort of on the side of the Lova, letting the Lova call the shots, as it were. And therefore, we can assume that the din would be b'ziburis. That's a pshamati, it's another answer. Then the Ramban brings a very interesting svar. He says, the answer, he says, is as follows. That the svara that kol mili meitavu, the Gemara gave the svar before, because ilam is davin hacha, is davin b'masachriti. That it's meitav because you can convert it readily to cash, to kesef. Says the Ramban, but that svara cannot transfer over, cannot exist in the case of what the Torah is discussing. What's the context of the pasuk? The context of the pasuk is that there's a lover who's not paying, and now the malva wants to get his money, so he has a schus to take a mashkin, which is going to be used as leverage for the lover to pay, and to the extent that the lover will not ultimately pay, the mashkin will ultimately become the malva's as payment. But right now, he's not. The lover isn't paying. Right now, the story that's going on in the Chumash is that the malva is extracting a mashkin from the lover. This is not payment, this is a mashkin. A mashkin, the malva has as leverage, as collateral, as security. It's a mashkin shelo b'shasalva. It's called mishkin shelo b'shasalva. You can come at the point that the date is up, that he has to pay and he hasn't paid, so he can take a mashkin. But the malva has no right to use it. He's like a shomer on the mashkin. Shomer, whatever degree of, whatever you want to call him, shomer sachar. But he has a right. He can hold on to it, but he can't sell it. Can't sell the person's mashkin. It's still the lovest. The malva has it as a mashkin. The ain omer b'mashkin kol mili meitav v'sher ein b'yado l'mochro. Now, if I stop right now in the Ramban, this is what you find in the Iri as well. So you can't assume. You can't assume kol mili meitav by a case of mashkin. The Meiri says, "Leinya beer begufa for drav shaula marai mikra de bachutz tamo that she gov min akarka beziburis hakrab in taltik sim in taltik kol mili meitav hu teida sheein lomar meitav hu el bepi raon she yachol mochro v'lo mizdav nachem mizdav nacha but krab in maskin ksef sheein omed limacher." Ein lomar bepachas shibo shu meitav. Knows that svara is lost. The svara is a good svara when it comes to something that you're getting as payment, which now is yours, and then it qualifies as meitav because you can sell it somewhere. And therefore it has the maila meitav, which is defined as the fact that you can convert it to kesef. But by a mashkin, you don't have the right to sell it, and therefore there's no din of meitav. Okay, so that explains why you don't have the automatic status of meitav here. But how do you see a din of a ziburis? So this is not called necessarily meitav. So would there be a din of meitav in the context of mashkin? So you could say, no, meitav is only a function of mizdabin hacha, mizdabin masachriti. But here the Rabban says something more, very interesting thing. He says, l'maisa, the din of meitav can be defined in different ways depending on the context. If you're talking about payment, piraon, then meitav is what is closer to kesef. But obviously, when it comes to mashkin, it's not about closer to kesef. Either way, nothing is closer to kesef than anything else. You can't sell it. You have it as leverage. But says the Ramban, a beautiful svar. But what is the purpose of a mashkin? What's the what's ultimately the point here? I mean, you can't sell it anyway. So what's the point? But what do you have? Security. What
you want to incentivize the guy?
Right. So this is going to serve as leverage that he'll want to ultimately pay you. So the better the thing you get from him, the better quality thing that you have, the more deprived he'll feel, the more likely he is to pay up. It'll be a better leverage. So here, the measure of meitav will be what serves as a stronger mashkin in terms of what mashkin is supposed to do. Says the Ramban, interesting svara, fascinating svara. He says, "V'ilu haya adin sheig v'meitav karka." If the halacha of balchov knows mashkin is going to be tracking the din of piron. True, this is not piron. This is mashkin. But if there's a din of meitav by Balchov, when a Balchov is going to collect, he's going to get meitav, then a balchov who's taking a mashkin for the sake of ultimately getting piron, to force piron, would have within the din mashkin a din meitav that applies and is relevant for the din mashkin. What would that mean? Piron means a better piron. What's a better piron? Quicker to convert to kesef. What's a better mashkin? An item that would serve as more leverage to force him to ultimately pay. And since the Torah says, what is he going to bring out for his mashkin? Pachos to bekelim. So you see that Balchov doesn't get meita. That's the raya. That's what the Ramban says. The ilu hayadin, that's the otherwise, like, what's a raya? I understand. So there's no, you don't see a din, you don't see the din of meitav automatically in what he's bringing out. But what's our maskets? What does that have to do with the din of meitav abalchov? We're not talking about piron. The answer is, whatever will be by piron, were there to be a din masket by piron, there'll be a din a meitav by piron, there'll be a din meitav in the masket of the piron to force the piron. Because you're doing it for the sake of being able to ultimately collect. The ego hoyadin sheyigva meitav karka. If a balchov, when he collects on karka, would have a din of meitav, and for sure, metalkin will always qualify as meitav in that regard. But by karka would be meitav. Haya bedin sheyimashkin nenu meitav metalkin. Then you should have a kind of an item that's metalkin that's more precious, that's more cherished, that's meitav from the perspective of what a person would want to least part with. Kedei sheyachav libo leforo. In order that would be more of a pressure to force him to pay. So the Ramban's pshat is a new answer, new light on this kasha. In other words, within the din mashkin, were I to say that Balchov has a din to collect neta by karka and piron, then when he collects a mashkin, he would need to get not pachas shebekelim, he'd have to take hatov shebekelim. Possibly became is also called Meitav. In terms of Meitav of Piron, that would also be Meitav because Mizdavin Hacha. By Maskin, that's not relevant because it's not Mizdavin, you can't sell it. But what would be called Maskin? What would be called Meitav by Maskin? A better item. And yet you're taking from Maskin, Pachos Jebekelim, so you see that Balchov has no din to collect Meitav. Were he had din to have Meitav, he would be able to get a Maskin of a better Chefs of Metaltalin. A new perspective on Tosis Kasha. Yeah, obviously the question is, so where did Rashi and Tosis and everyone else, where did they get this idea that there's something of, you know, they're assuming that there's a notion of they're dealing with the Kasha. They're saying it's Meitav. The Mashkin can't be sold. Where's the room to disagree on the first part of the Ramban? Why are they asking a Kasha to begin with? But it's interesting. Lashon Rashi and Gittin. If you have that Lashon of Rashi and Gittin, where Rashi quotes the Gemara quotes Gemara Ur, you have the page with the Gemara Gittin on it. Afnun. No, nobody has it. Gemara Gittin. What is Rashi's Lashon? No. Just what you have. You have the page. I think. Thank you. Lefroa. Mar darko shel Adam. What's the Lashon of Rashi? Mar darko shel Adam. Where does it say Lefroa? What's the Bamas? What? Lahotzi Lefroa. Lefroa. What is Rashi saying? That the drasha of Ula is going in the case of payment. Now, Mestama, the Pshutel Shel Mikra is still what the Ramban says. Pashtas, the Pasuk is talking about you coming to take a mashkin. I don't think Rashi would disagree. But at least within the drasha of Ula, we're learning the Pasuk that this is a case of a payment. The payment, then, of course, the kasha is a valid kasha. So Tosus, I imagine, learned al-derech Rashi. That it's a case of lefroa. And therefore, the kasha is without kasha. Lefroa, kol mili meitav. So you have to find another teretz. The Ramban says, no, the raya is within the case of mashkin gufa, there's a raya, the bachov doesn't collect meitav. As we said, and the issue of kol mili meitav is irrelevant by mashkin. But what would have been relevant by mashkin? A better mashkin, meaning meitav metaltalin. That's the nogea, the tosis kasha. Questions? Yeah.
Isn't the Ramban similar to the Shamati that he has?
The Shamati,
it's almost being nicer to the Lova. Mm-hmm. Just like over there we are, so to over here.
So
you
don't like the Pshat so much?
No,
no.
It's just, it doesn't seem like it's so different than the first thing he brought.
You mean? No, it's different than Neshamati. It's just like a general issue. You see, the Torah says, I can decide what to give you. So Mestamim, by Karka Ziburis, will be enough. It's a different issue. One issue is that he can decide, he can't go, you're telling the Malvi can't go in on his own, I give what I want. In a Chinami, what I give you is going to be Meitav. He's conceding the Kasha. But the fact is that since I get to choose what Meitav to give you, what it could be something that's Subin, has a dinner meta, but I'm deciding. So that shows that Torah is favoring the lover in this confrontation. So Mestama, when the question is, does the Bachov have a better schus, a benis, or edis, or a lower schus, or ziburis, Mestama, the Torah would give him a lower schus. It's a different word. Tell him a different word. Okay, that's one inyan. At least three other nekudas I want to go over today with you. Maybe let's do... Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay? Some of you went to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's do that, and then we'll see if we can discuss the other two things also. Kiva Eger has a very interesting shaila. Benogeya Meita. Mentioned the Betocha Dvarim earlier. It's taken from, I think, Mischudishim and Gittin. Now, the way he presents the question is as follows. He has a shayla. What would be the mazik acquires nechassim after the hezek occurred? And those nechassim he acquires are better than the nechassim that he had at the time of the hezek. Does that change the picture? In terms of the chiyuv of Meitav de Mazik of Rabbi Akiva. Mazik was kana karka acha shehizik kodim hamada bedin. I want to understand, what is this shaila? What exactly is he raising as a shaila? What does he mean exactly? Does, at first glance, it sounds like the issue is as follows. Do those karkos become meshubed, meaning to the extent that the din meitav, right, is said, now obviously a person has what he has, he could take whatever you want, it's called minei. If I have nothing to pay but that, so then, you know, you can always come and take even the shura from my back, so to speak. That's called minei. I feel migrima dal kasve. But the shaila is, does the din of meitav apply on those nechassim? Maybe the din of meitav is only said on the chasim that you had at the time of the hezek. But the din of meitav would not. That's one way to think about the question. Does the din of meitav apply to karka that you only acquired afterwards? Or no, that could be like a minei. It's no different than stam a piece of land. But the din meitav, schus meitav, would not extend to that. If that were the way to think about Rabbi Kiva's issue, I think we have major problems. First of all, the Tosas and Dababa Medes discussing possibly a case that Rabbi Shmuel is the Chumra and Rabbi Akiva would be the Kula. Maybe if the Mazik's Edis does not match up to the Edis of the Nizik, so Rabbi Akiva would be the Kula, you just give what you have, which is your best. And Bishmael would require you to what? To buy. So Tosa says, no, you're not mechuyev to buy. Therefore, that's not an afkamina. But if you think that the din meitav does not set in, does not relate to nechassim that come later, so what would that mean? You got these nechassim later. So is it the din meitav and nechassim you got later? So what's Tosa talking about? Now, on the side of Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue is, Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue is, think carefully, that the din of meitav does not set in. The din of meitav is a way that you collect. That halacha, to take meitav, does not apply to land that you acquire after the time that you incur the chiyuv that you have to pay the person. So how could Tosfos entertain the possibility that the din of Meitav D'Nizik, Rabbi Shmuel, would require you to buy land afterwards that matches up Meitav D'Nizik? But any land that you acquire later is not subject to the din of Meitav. Follow me? I'll bring you another kasha on this. I'm saying this for a reason, because I think Rabbi Kivega didn't mean this, what I just told you. I'm suggesting that the din of Meitav does not relate to karka that you acquire subsequent to the point that's the machayiv of what you owe money. The Gemara in Ksuvis, where you have also Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, B'shalohen Shem, B'shalohem and Shem, comes up over there. And within Rav Sheshes, the Gemara says that it would come out if you say B'shalohem and Shemin, then if one of them had Edis and Beninus, and the other had Viburis. And now what happens is, the one who had Viburis, they each have a claim over the other one. So now the one who has Viburis takes the Beninus, Vishalolam, from the one that owes him. That one would take it right back. So it's called Afuchim Matarta Lamri, why go through the motions? Words, if it's Vishalolam and Shaman, then it could be an Afgamina. And that's the Gemara over there. That if B'shalom and Shem, then things could change, and it could be advantageous to go through the motions because someone ends up ahead. The Baal Ziburis ends up ahead, the Cheshbon of the Gemara. But Rav Sheshes, who was B'shalom and Shem, so it's pointless because basically I'll get from you the Beinus B'shalom and you'll get it right back. What do I mean? You get now the Gemara in our sugya compares the din Meitav of Nizik to the din of Balchol B'Beinus. That's the sugya, right? The same sugya that we have in our Gemara shows that. And we explained it, because Beinus is something of an Edis. It's something of a Meitav. It's not the same degree of Meitav as Edis. But that's what the Gemara discusses, B'Shalol and B'Shalol, vis-a-vis Beinus, the same way that we started the Sugya with Edis, right? No, if Rabbi Kivager would be suggesting, entertaining the possibility, that the din, quote-unquote, of Meitav does not speak to karka the acquired subsequent to the point that you incur the chiyuv, Meitav is not speaking to those nechasim. So how can the Gemara assume there in Ksuvis that if I acquire a piece of Beinus B'Shalolam after the Chov, after the time of the Chov, that you'll be able to come and get it right back? Beinus B'Shalolam is parallel to the din of Meitav, right? It's something of a Meitav. And Rav Kivager is saying that the din Meitav is only going to apply and relate to karka that you had at the time that you incurred the Chiv. So both from the Gemara Ksuvis Kofiut and from the Tosis earlier on Daf Avam Abeis, it seems obvious that the din of Meitav will certainly relate to karka that you acquired subsequent before Hamad Bedin also. So how can we say that it's all a function of what was B'shas HaHezek or B'shas Dechov and not B'shas Hamad Bedin? What does he mean? Because of this, I think Eger's question was a different issue. It was a different issue than what I just presented. Yeah, what do you think?
Can you just repeat
the Gemara Ksuvis? Without the details, is going within the Madam B'Shalolam and Shaman. So there's two parties, one against the other, and if one of them takes a Karka Beinus based on B'Shalolam from the other one who had it, the other one who has a claim against him, a counterclaim, can take that Beinus right back. The question is, how can you take it right back? Beinus is a quasi Meitav. And if I take it from you, it means I got it afterwards. After the chov, so the din of Meitav is only set on karka that you had at the time. Everything else is not subject to the din of Meitav. So I think it's a davar barur. The Kivager never raised the issue that the din of Meitav should not apply to karka that I acquired after the chov or the hezek. That for sure would be subject to din Meitav. So what was Rabbi Kivager clearing, in other words? Yeah?
In terms of defining what is Meitav.
You know, we can say the same thing?
I was going to say that the case of Tosfos is a little different, because Tosfos, the
Meitav
the
Nizik.
It's already there. The Meitav level is set there.
No, so you're saying the same thing as Ari. You're saying the same thing as Ari. So you're both bechavin to the same point. Hear the difference. The way I just said it right now, I said it right now, is that any karka that you get subsequent to the Shas HaChiyuv is not subjected to the din of Meitav. Meitav is only set on karka that you had B'Shas HaChiyuv. That's clearly not correct. Meitav or Bainness of Balchol, which is equivalent, can certainly relate to karka that you acquired subsequently. The din of Meitav is not, why should it be machalik? Din of Meitav, it's time to pay. Hamada bedin, of course, you have to pay. You know, the din of Meitav could apply to any karka, even karka that you got later. But the Igor's question is something different. The Shuma of Meitav, if you hold B'Shalohen Shaman, B'Shalohen Shaman, now the question is, does acquisition of karka subsequent to the Shasachiv alter the Shuma in terms of what your obligation is to pay, what is the Meitav that you have to pay? In other words, the Mazik had at Shas HaHezik a piece of karka that was for him Meitav, the best. Before Hamada Bedin, he purchased better karka than that. Now it's Hamada Bedin. Does the Chiyuv Meitav take into account the karka that's now better, the best, at the time of Hamada Bedin? Or is the level Meitav defined by what was best for him, at his choices at the time of the Hezek? The first way I was saying was that the karka that you acquired later does not, there's no din meitav that speaks to that karka. There's no din meitav does not apply to any karka that you got later. Of course it does. The Gemara in Gemara in Ksuvis is talking b'shal olam hinshamin. The fact that I acquired that bainness after the chov took place, before Hamada Bedin, is in no way a reason not to have to pay you bainness. At Hamada Bedin, bainness is a something of a meitav halach. Of course they do. The fact that I acquire it later, so what? But the din of meitav can apply to that karka too. Meitav meaning bainness. In the case of Tosfos, if I would be chayav liknos, then I would have to buy land that's equal to the meitav of the nizik of the shas hahezik of the shas hahezik meitav of the nizik of shas hahezik, right? And I have to pay you that karka. I got the karka later. Such karka should be subject to meitav. Of course it is. The standards of meitav are a function. That's what we can make a shayla. Are the standards of meitav a function of shas hachiyuv, or can the standards of meitav fluctuate and take into account changes in the karka of later on? So Mikveger brings in an interesting raya. He says, because talk about Rabbi Yishmael now. I support the Arpshat and Rabbi Kibbega Shaila. If you're going to tell me that what the Mazik buys later on, he's made Machalik, but he says, that's better than what he had at the time of the Hezek. That's the Meitav now that he has to pay, the Meitav of what he has later. So then you could argue, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Meitav the Nizik. So fascinating thing, what's the guy going to do? At the time of the Hezek, he had X karka, which was his meitav. So that would be the chiyuv of the mazik to have to pay according to that standard. No, he's a smart cookie. What does he do? He buys land, the edus of the world, after the hezek, before Hamada Bedin, comes to the din Torah and says, meitav din nizik, you have to pay me the standard of meitav of what I have now. He only bought that extra super grade A plus land after the hezek occurs, and now he'll demand that you have to pay me at quarantine. And he knows that I have, let's say, something like that. And it's made up the nizik. So you can say that he can do that? It's absurd to assume he can do that. Obviously, by made up the nizik, the made up standard is set. Again, it's set by Bashasa Hezek. So the Kibbeg says, so the stomach by Mazik is well, or maybe not. Maybe Mazik is different. But you see, the issue is not that whether the karka is subject to meitav; it's whether that will change the definition of meitav. I'll just take it a step even further. Step further, yeah. Ask me, Kash. The Gemara. Ask from the Gemara. No, go ahead.
No, Nesivis had a case that you bought later and it changed the halacha. But Zivoris later it changed the. There's never a Shiva Bain on this thing, but it still changed what he was going to be.
Okay, we'll ask him the Gemara. What's going on over there? For now what was bainness before becomes edis. V'shaloin shaman. So now becomes edis. Has it changed? According to the Kiveger, according to the Tzad of the Kiveger, it's a function of what's called meta b'shas ha hezek. So then it's partial. What do you need a special din? Rashi says kfar shtabigay. Rashi says how does that work? Why does he get his bainness? Because it's kfar shtabig. What do you need that? According to the Kiveger's chakira, according to the Tzad of the Kiveger, that it's a function of the time of the hezek. So then avada, it's going to be bainness. It's going to be made up because it was made to bainess at that point. Not a kasha. Why not?
The shasa ba is the shasa hezek. Meaning,
no, it's fine. So the Kibbeger says what's going to happen later on is not going to change the shuma. It's not going to change the shuma of meta. So that sounds like, of course, ha'isolidus mechara is that way. What do you need to come out to kfar shtabidle? Everything is a function of the time of the halva. If Rabbi Kibbeger is saying, according to one side of the Kibbeger's Hakira, nothing's going to change before later on. So what does that mean? That means everything is a function of what you had then. So then, of course, if it was bainness then, it's bainness now. You don't need to see Christ stabbing. Everything, we have to look at the situation of then. Not of the Shasa Mada Bedin. We have to look at the status of the Karka, of the Karkos, of the Shasa Chiyuv. So of course it's going to be that way, that's bainness. What do you mean because it came Edis later on? It's a function of the Shasa HaChiyuv. It was bainness then. So isn't it obvious? If it was saying, Rebbeger's point is, we don't use what happened later on, we bought new karka to change the shuma. So that means, of course, we're locked into the Shas Achil. So what do you have to come on to the fact that, it's pashut that that's bainness, because it was, that was a Shas Achil. But why is that not a good comparison? No, but I don't think so. Rashi's saying a new vart. A new vart, kfar shtabidle. So I think we limit Rabbi Kiveger even more than we just did. Even more so, yeah?
There's one difference on Noah's right way is that talking about bainness and talking about balchov.
Bainness is ke'en midas, but there's a difference. The difference is Rabbi Kiveger is talking about buying new karka. That is Rabbi Kiveger's shy. Well, that changed the shuma. But if the changes within the karka that you had, at the time of Amad Abedin, as we are going to look at time of Amad Abedin, what's Edis now, what's Bainus now, but the frame of reference for what we're looking at now is the Karkos of the Shasachir. No, we are looking now at the time of Amad Abedin. So now, the Karkos that you had at Shasachiyuv, so that Karka that was Bainus then is Edis now. So without the new Din, of Kfar Shtabidle as Bainus, without that new notion that it was Bainus a time before he was Ocher already, without that idea, Lemaisa, those Karkos, it became Edis now. So we are looking today at the time of the Bedin, but what are we taking into account in terms of evaluating what's called your Shum, what's called your Edis? The Karkos of the Shasachiyuv, but the fluctuation within those Karkos certainly can change between now and Amad Abedin. Rabbi Eger is carrying a new shayla. What if you got new karka? Does that change the picture to the extent that now Shas Amad Abedin by the mazik, if he has karka he didn't have earlier, that would be the question. It's an interesting shayla. That can you hear the shayla? Does that change the shuma of Meitav if he purchased karka later on? Just a ha'ara here. Tosus and Davava Mabez says there's no nafkamina between Bishmo being a chumar and Bikibu Lukula if the case would be that the Meitav de Nizik exceeds Meitav de Mazik. Because, why, says Tosus? The mazik doesn't have to what? Doesn't have to buy. Okay. What if he did buy? Could there now be a nafkamina? Let's say he did buy. So now let's think about it. So if you did buy, now you bought land that matches the Meitav Denizik. If you hold, if the halacha is Meitav Denizik, Rabbi Ishmael, then what would he have to pay? The fact that he bought the land later, we assume that doesn't change. That means, okay, so now you have to pay the land that he got later for Meitav Denizik, right? That's a thing. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if we would hold according to the tzad of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the Shuma of Meitav Demazik is not in any way going to be influenced and impacted by Kaka you bought later, then what would he have to pay? Only the Meitav that he had at the time of the Chiyuv, not the Meitav that he got later on. But if we were to say, right, so then it comes out that Rabbi Ishmael is a Chumra. And Tosus doesn't say Nafka Mina if he bought. So could be a bit of a raya from Tosfos that if he bought later, then in a chinami for Rabbi Akiva as well, he'd have to give the Meitav Demazik, which would be the karka he bought later. So perhaps Tosfos, from the fact Tosfos did not leave a nafkamina kishakana, Tosfos just says leave it at that. He's not mochir to buy, therefore you can't think of a nafkamina as shmol chumra. I have a nafkamina. If you hold that the Meitav Demazik does not incorporate a karka that's even more meitav than he bought later on, then I have a nafkamina b'shmol chumra b'kibul kula if he bought land later on already, which is equal to meitav denizik. For b'shmol he'd have to pay it, b'kiva he wouldn't. But if you hold that, he'd have to pay for b'kiva as well. Tosas couldn't say that nafkamina. What do you think, Ari? Maybe. One thing I just wanted to summarize. Rabbi Akiva Eger's question is not that karka he got later should not be subject to the din of meitav. Of course it is. The issue is, could karka that you bought later change the equation in terms of defining meitav? Rabbi Akiva Eger says, for Rabbi Shmuel, for sure can't, because then every guy who's a nizik is going to buy more land in order to change the shumah of meitav to nizik. Obviously that's absurd. So, but maybe by Meitav Demazik it's different. That's a shaila. And we're saying further, and all of this is only binogea nu karka that I got later. Within the karka that he had at the time, if things can change within that, certainly the Hamada Bedin, we have to look at the time of Hamada Bedin vis-a-vis those karkos that he had earlier. Yeah.
If you're saying that what Rabbi Akiva Eger is not asking is if the new karka gets the din of
that's meitav. Right. The new, it's not that the din of meitav does not apply. It's not going to apply to new karka that got later. That new karka later is no. You cannot. The notion, the halacha to collect meitav does not apply to such karkos. You see from the Tosis earlier that it would have been shaykh to collect meitav from karka you got subsequently. You see from Marek Subis that Bishalom and Shaman, I got the bainis later, but you can collect it. The answer is, of course, that will be so. But the question is, the shuma, the assessment of what's called meitav, does karka that you got later go into that cheshbin? That's the issue. The difference is simple. If you say that you got karka later on, the din to collect meitav does not apply to karka you got later. No, that karka does not. You can the koach, the schus you have a meitav is only when you're collecting karka that he had at the time of the chiyuv. But that's not true. That's not true. Obviously, the schus of meitav, whatever meitav is, the schus to have meitav could even be when you're collecting karka that he got later. That's a davar barur. Kibeger never had such a tzad otherwise. The issue with Kibeger was that karka you got later, would that now alter the definition, the standard of what meitav is? Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. Let's talk about one or two other nekudas in the sugya. The discussion of Meitav Denizik and Meitav Demazik. We're talking about Bishal Olam and Bishalo. So the Gemara starts the sugya by saying that within Rabbi Ishmael it's clear B'shalo hein shamin, b'denizik shemina, ki dibuach libid Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva hold meitav denizik or meitav demazik. The Gemara goes on in this, and parallels the issue with Bal Chov, right? So the issue of B'shelol, B'shelolam, that's true by Mazik. Does Rabbi Kiva mean B'shel Mazik, B'shelol in Shaman? Edis, that's your Edis, or does it mean B'shelolam? That issue also plays out by Bal Chov. And then we have the Shara, Heli Paskin, and all this, Rav Nachman, good, he has the whole B'shelol in Shaman. Within Rabbi Yishmael, who holds B'dinizik Sheimina, how does that carry over to Bal Chov? By Edis, by Nizik, B'dinizik Sheimina, we have Gzeir Shava, Sadeh, Sadeh. But the Gemara makes the equation between the din by Bal Chov and the din of Edis, of Nizik, in terms of the discussion of B'shelol, B'shelola. So within Rabbi Yishmael, who holds B'dinizik Sheiminan, the Meitav of Nizikin is according to the standards of the Nizik. So now the Din Beinonis of Bal Chov, which is apparently something of a Meitav Halacha, like you see from the Sugya, the Gemara is comparing the issues. B'shelol, B'shelolam, by Beinonis would be similar to the issue that we cleared by Edis. So what would that mean? What should that mean? Pashtas, I asked you on Thursday, Akiva, what did you say, Akiva, on Thursday? What did you say? What should it be? According to Rabbi Yishmael, if you hold B'dinizik Sheiminan by Hezek, by Nezikin, then what should it be when it comes to Halva? The same thing. So what should it be? The Beinus should be defined in terms of who? In terms of the Nechasim of the who? The Malva or the Lova? The Lova is the, right? The Lova is the, what? The Malva is the, right? The Malveh is the Toveya. The Nizik is the Toveya and the Zikin. The Malveh is Toveya, the Chov. Rabbi Shmuel says, B'de Nizik Sheiminan, that means that the Mazik has to pay according to the Meitav of the Nizik who's Toveya him. So now if you say Beinness is parallel to the notion of Edis by Nizikin, so now you should say that the Beinness that the Lova has to pay should be defined by the Beinness of the Malveh. Is that correct? Is that so? After what, with some leaving the sugya, is that really correct? So you say, but the Zera Shava was said by Nezikin. Rabbi Akiva says Meitav deKamishalim. The Gemara carried over Rabbi Akiva's whatever he means Meitav deKamishalim over to Beinness. So maybe we should carry over Rabbi Shmuel's but Nizik Sheminan to the case of the Malveh. The Shita Mikubetza says Kedavah Pashut, that we would not say that by Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, when it comes to Beinness of Bal Chov, it's clearly the Beinness of the, either B'shalolam or of the Mazik, but not B'de Nizik, or in this case, B'de Malveh. And he has a Raya, because he has a Kasha on the Shaka V'tari of the Gemara. There's two pieces in the Shita. He says, "Old kasvu begilion tosfos v'nire delegabe balchov moda Rabbi Shmuel delav b'shel malveh hein shamin." Two lines in the sheet. I think I gave it to you, right? He's moda delav b'shel malveh. Even though by Edis he says b'shel nizik, by halva by lechov he's not going to say b'shel malveh hein shamin. It doesn't explain. Then he has another piece following him, Pirush, because I have a raya that way. The Ilavachi, the Gemara had a kasha, the Iyam, B'shalohin Shamin, what's the most kasha? The Bryson says, Beinus V'ziburis, so the Bal Chov is going to get, like the Nizik, is going to get Beinus, the first Bryson. In fact, the Gemara, if B'shalohin Shamin, then what should be? The Beinus should become, what, Edis, and then Yidach Bal Chov is V'ziburis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara give all kinds of answers. How you should do some machara and whatever. Maybe Ravina is coming to answer that. I have a simple answer. Say la'olam b'shelo hein shamin. And the case is that the bainness of the loveh is like the bainness of the malveh, and it's going like Rabbi Yishmael with the nizik sheiminan in this case, meaning the malveh, and that's why the bachov gets bainness. And the other Braisa says that the Bal Chov gets Ziburis, it's because in that case, the Ziburis of the Loveh is equal to the Beinus of the Malveh. That's why Bal Chov gets Ziburis. Because in both cases, it's Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel holds Bishel Nizik, which would therefore mean by Balcho, Bishel Malveh. And therefore, two brises can be readily reconciled. One case, the brises says that he'll take Beinness, because that's the case where his Beinness is matching the Beinness of the Malveh. The other case, the brises says that the Malveh will get Ziburis, because that's the case that the Ziburis of the Lov is equal to the Beinness of the Malveh. So a simple solution. Why don't we suggest that? The answer is, it's not going to help you. Rabbi Shmuel never said that the Malveh Shemina. He only said the Nizik Shemina. In other words, even though the Gemara does create parallels between what's true by Balchov to what was true by Nezikin, in terms of Bishalo Bishalola, which means that the din of Beinness of Balchov has something of a Meitav Halacha to it, as we explained, but not to mean that Rabbi Shmuel's Halacha by the Nizik Sheminan by Edis would mean, therefore, by halva, by bainness, that it's bidden malva sheminan. La'olam, when it comes to halva, even Bishmol agrees that the bainness halacha is the bainness of Bishel Love, not Bishel Malva. So why would that be? So you tie it off, because he only had Xeris Shava, the Xeris Shava was limited to Nezikin, maybe. I have another possible thought, why it could be that way. It doesn't explain the Shita, but it won't work for everybody. But in the Gemara, beginning of Hanizakin, the Gemara has a Shita of Abaye. Abaye says Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hanizakin Shaman Lehem Beidus, and it continues Bachol Bebeinus Ksuvas Eshem Beziburis. What is the context of that Mishnah? Why is the Mishnah talking about it in Gidin? What's it doing in Mesech the Gidin? Tikkun Olam. There are many things that Mishnah has started off in the fourth parak, having to do with Get, and then from there Derech Agav to other things of Tikkun Olam. So these Mishnayos have to do with Dinam of Tikkun Olam. In fact, the Gemara, Nezikin Be'idis, is not Tikkun Olam, it's Midaraisvi, the Chesimetav Sadevet HaKam HaShalim. That's the first sugya there in Hanizakin. So Abaye suggests an answer, that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yishmael, that what, that Meitav really is Meitav the Nizik. But the Chachamim, the Tikkun Olam, Metaken, that even though Midaraisa, it's Meitav the Nizik, the Chachamim Metaken, Meitav the Mazik. So even Rabbi Yishmael agrees, Midrabanan, you pay mate of the mazik. It's a bit of a smach to Rashi that the nizik is a kula, it's a kula, it's a cap, as we said, and then the mazik is a chumra, and the chachamim, Neitikin Olam, don't want the mazik to get off so easily. So the Mishnah says, in Zakan Sham the Edith, meaning Edith the mazik, that's a tikkun olam, it goes to Rabbi Yishmael. Now, after the tikkun olam of the chachamim, that the nizikin is the Edith the mazik, so then you could say that the Balchov should tiknu bebeninis would be a parallel to the takana, after the takana of Edis to be bidemazik, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees midrabanan. So now the takana of Balchov bebeninis is ke'en, the din of the takana that was after the drabanan by Edis. Then it would beautifully work out beautifully why it's because of a pashut that when it comes to halva, it would not be bidemalva because bidemizik doesn't remain midrabanan. It becomes bidemazik midrabanan. So Balchov is also like that. But that only works for Abaye. The other pshatim in the Mishnah there. So now you're not going to be able to say this for the other pshatim. And pashtas is shita mikubetzis is not totally in the shitas in Margit. Now both say, here the issue. The issue is, l'chayra, according to Rabbi Shmuel, with the nizik shemina, should it be the same thing with the malveh? But doesn't seem to be so. Question is, why not? Yeah.
Rabbi said that it's not like that in Rabbi Shmuel, and we don't say that of the malveh shaminan. Rather, what would he hold, bishal olam or bishalom?
That's right. Well, that's whatever we hold l'maisa, but if it's
because that's the sheet at the end says that he would hold bishal olam.
Does?
Yeah.
But why does he have to say that?
That's why I'm. Elavada and Moder Rabbi Shmuel, the Lab Bishal Malva Hing Shaman, Ela Bishal Olam.
So why does he say that? I don't know. I say whatever you say, whatever we come out of Halacha, maybe because Halacha, but we hold Bishal Olam, usually Halacha.
Yeah, so why am I scunning
it? Yeah, I hear you. See, in the first sheet, this is the Lab Bishal Malva Hing Shaman. He doesn't say Bishal Olam. I don't know why he said Bishal Olam. I don't know. What I'm saying now makes sense to Bishal Olam, maybe. Okay. Okay, the last thing, Hashlomah Sasugya, I hope it's not too much. The last thing, I want to come back to what do we do so far? Just to go over. We went to Ramban on the Miyash of the Kasha from Tziburis, right? The Ramban is yourself by Mashkin, Maskin, you can't say that call me the meta for, to the contrary, it's a different standard for meta by maskin. That was that, right? Then Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue that we talked about, the Hakira of what would be if he bought Nechasim later. So the Peshat Rabbi Kiva Eger is not that there's no din meta for what you get later, it's that the by later, perhaps or perhaps not, would change the notion of what is called meta. But within the karka that you had at the time, that certainly could fluctuate, but the question is what you buy later on. Would that change the Shuma? And then the Shita here, Binogea, Rabbi Shmuel, Shita, Bin Nisik Shemin, and whether that would carry over to the case of Balchov. Okay, the last thing is the Rashba. If you remember the very beginning of the Sugya, we mentioned the Rashba that we didn't understand. Remember this, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we do it today? We should do it. Try it. A few minutes, okay? What could be Pshat in that Rashba? So you chaz it tonight, night seder, right? Okay. Okay. What was the problem in the Rashba? The kasha was, Rishonim ask a kasha, why does the Gemara say, Rabbi Shmuel lo tibayilach? Right? So Shmuel, for sure, it'd be the nizik sheminan, so there's no shayla b'shal olam or b'shalo. Only Rabbi Kiva is there a shayla. In fact, Rishonim, Tosas, the Tosas Rush, the same way of a shayla Rabbi Akiva. You can ask a shayla Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe, just what's the shayla Rabbi Akiva? Maybe b'shal mazik doesn't mean mazik. It means not the nizik, b'shal olam. Not the nizik, but b'shal olam. That's Rabbi Kiva's chief is b'shal olam, b'shal olam. No, so why clear like that? Say that, and Rabbi Shmuel is bedafka, the nizik. Say it the other way. Say Rabbi Shmuel ben Nizik really means what? Really means what? B'shal olam. Rabbi Kiva's dafka. That would be, you know, it's not the shayla at the same time, but the shayla could have been, but ben Nizik just meant it's not b'demazik, but maybe Rabbi Shmuel would be b'shal olam. That would be the kasha that Tosas and Tosas Rush asked. And they gave terutzim from the Lashon HaBrayis, that's mashma, that Rabbi Shmuel is bedafka from the Kedev Shava, Tosas Rush, you remember all that. The Rashba seems to be asking the same kasha, but then what is he answering? What did the Rashba answer to this kasha? Rabbi Shmuel is always lohakim. Kedev Rabbi Shmuel, the few shavim ziburis the mazik, kiedis the nizik. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have ziburis by the mazik, that's equal to nizik, lo yavreim ziburis, that's from our before, so amalal mohakim azlinan. So you always obviously a hakim. Why is this a pella, this Rashba, first glance? If the Rashba's kasha was the same kasha that I just said, so what's the Rashba says? He says, oh, it can't be that Bishmael's shita means bishal olam, as opposed to bidinizik. Bidinizik means bishal olam, because olam lahakel. What's olam lahakel? That if he has mazik has ziburis, which is edus dinizik, you only get ziburis. Why is that then so? Why is that true? That you only give ziburis. That's if you hold what? That the Rishmo's bidinizik means what? Bishal olam or bishalo? That the mazik can give ziburis if it's edus dinizik. That seems to be assuming that Rishmo's bidinizik means bidinizik, bishalo. But our shayla is hagufa. Maybe Rishmo doesn't mean that. Maybe Rishmo's meaning bidinizik means bishalola. So then the mazik is going to have to give bishalola. Rabbi Akiva is going to require the mazik, and Rabbi Shmuel is going to require bishalol. Meaning bishalolam, rather, bishalolam. So then what is he saying? That, oh, he's kula because he can give ziburis. That's good for part of our question. We don't know if that's true or not. That's only true if you hold that Rabbi Shmuel's bidinizik means bidinizik, not bishalolam, right? Moreover, what's the olam lahakilas linan? If bishalolam in shaman, what would the Rashba seem to be saying? Since he goes with kula, so om lahakel azlina. So what's lahakel? What's lahakel? To say what? The dinizik shemin and not bishalolam. Who says that's lahakel? Maybe bishalolam is less than the dinizik. So if he holds bishalolam, you can give less. And the dinizik, you have to give more. So what's the Rashba saying? Because it's lahakel, therefore it has to be bidinizik. Hell, right? Everyone hear the problem in the Rashba? Yeah. Kinira, the Rashba had, I would say, a different reading of the Sugya. Different reading of the Sugya. We've been learning the Sugya that bottom line is there are three ways to do an assessment of Meta. One is called Meitav Bishalo of the Mazik. The Mazik's best. There's another assessment called Meitav of the Nizik, which is the Meitav, the Edis of the Nizik, the Nizik's best. And then there's another Shuma, which is the Edis of the world. If I'm looking at Edis of the world, it means I'm not looking at the Mazik, I'm not looking at the Nizik. I'm looking at the Edis of the world, and that's the requirement that Mazik has to pay. And the Gemara Shail is that maybe Rabbi Akiva's Bishal Mazik doesn't mean the Mazik, it means Bishal Olam. And the Rishonim are asking, maybe Rabbi Shmuel's Benizik doesn't mean Benizik, it means Bishal Olam. But bottom line, there are three different ways that you can do an assessment of Edis. That's how we've been learning the Sugya. That's how we're trained to learn the Sugya. I think the Rashba maybe had a different reading of the Sugya. This is like after everything, right? This, the Rashba learned that, let's go Rabbi Akiva. Bishal Olam means we look at the estate of the Mazik and we say that from the Nechasim of the Mazik he has to give what is Edis Bishal Olam. We look at what he has and he has to give Bishal Olam. Within what he has Bishal Olam, that's what he has to give. Or the Mazik Shemina means we look at what is his best. That's with the Rabbi Akiva. That's the same as everything as we said until now too. In other words, bottom line is either he's going to give his Edis or he's going to give his Bishal Olam. But it's pshat that we look at his property and we look at it with an eye to what is Edis Bishal Olam. And therefore we say, do you have to give from your property what's Edis of Bishal Olam? Or do you have to give from your property what's Edis Bishal Olam? Within Rabbi Yishmael, the question would have much more relevance. In other words, now it would be a different picture. When I look at the Edis, when I look at the property of the Nizik, so do I say you have to give the best, Mazik has to give the best of what the Nizik has, the Edis of the Nizik, or Bishal Olam Hin Shamin, meaning, not that Mazik has, that the Nizik doesn't have anything to do with it, his Nechasim irrelevant. The Mazik has to give what is Edis of the world, and that's all it means. Nizik afuke the mazik. But really, no. It means that we look at the nechasim of the nizik, and if we see within those nechasim, Edis of the world, then that's what he'd have to give. It's bishal olam from within the nechasim of the nizik. If the nizik doesn't have anything that adds up bishal olam, he wouldn't have to pay bishal olam. Bishal olam is only within the context of within the nechasim of the nizik, there is an edis bishal olam, then that's what he have to pay, and not the edis of the nizik. Comes out, what's the kula, the nizik or bishal olam? What's more lahakel? Either the edis of the nizik, or if an edis of the nizik within the nechasim of the nizik, there is Edis Bishal Olam, that's all the Mazik has to give. The Bishal Olam comes at a kula. Bishal Olam doesn't mean irrespective, independent of what the Nizik has. Bishal Olam means within the Nechas of the Nizik, you only have to give. If he has Bishal Olam, you give that. And if you don't have it, then you don't have Meitav the Nizik, basically. Meitav of the Nizik, Bishal Olam, means you go within the Nechasim of the Nizik, you see if there's something there that matches Bishal Olam. Or no, it's nothing to do with Bishal Olam, it's just the Meitav of the Nizik by itself. Says the Rashba, so now the Shaila of the Rashba was, why not ask the same Shaila, Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Akiva? It's not that if it's one, it's not the other. The Shaila could be now in both. At the same time that you're asking Rabbi Akiva, is it Meitav of the nizik, or is it within of the mazik, or is it within the nechasim of the mazik, edis bishal olam? So at the same time you have that shaila, you can ask the Rabbi Shmuel at the same time, not like the Rishonim would. Then it wouldn't be a shaila Rabbi Akiva. The shaila, same thing. Within the meitav of the nizik, is it his meitav, or is it meitav bishal olam from the nechsi hanizik? Says the Rashba, it's not a shaila Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because since the halacha is within Rabbi Shmuel that if the mazik has ziburis that matches edis the nizik, he can give ziburis. That's a din. That's clear. He can do that. Because meitav nizik can be matched with whatever is made of the nizik. So then, olam lahalki lazrim. So you see a big kula there, right? You see a kula. According to Rashi, it's a cap, right? So therefore, it's pashut. That's going to be the opposite than we thought. Pashut, that within Rabbi Yishmael, would you have to ever give meitav the nizik that exceeds meitav bishal olam within the nechsiyah nizik? The Rashi will be saying the opposite. Not that la'om l'halkel zin, therefore the kula is meitav the nizik as opposed to bishal olam, which is a chumrah. To the contrary, the Rashi will be saying that it's pashut, therefore, that for Rabbi Yishmael, it would be sufficient to give Meitav b'shal olam, as long as that's within the meitav of the, if that's within the nechsi ha-nizik. If the nizik has edus that's more than meitav of the world, you don't have to give that. You can get away with giving meitav b'shal olam, edus b'shal olam, from within nechsi ha-nizik. It's an attempt, right, to say pshat in the Rashba. It comes out, it's a very different Rashba. That, it means that the Rashba wrote the sugu with different glasses completely. It's not the way we've been learning the sugya at all. It's not a third possibility, b'shal olam, and maybe one of them means that as opposed to what we thought they meant. It's that we're taking into account what they have, and then we're taking into account b'shal olam within that, which would make it less. For Bikiva, it's for sure the case. When you say it this way, you say it the other way, it's going to be the same thing. But with Bishmael, makes a big difference. Because in Bishmael, if you're going to say it this way, it's never going to mean that b'shal olam is a chumrah. If you learn the way that the other Shema are learning, B'shal Olam Rabbi Yishmael would have meant that you could be paying much more than anything that's Edith the Nizik. According to what we're saying now, it never meant that. It meant that within Edith the Nechsiyah Nizik, you would look and see if he has something that's B'shal Olam, and if that's what it is, then B'shal Olam is always a kula. The Rashi would be saying that in a chinami, it comes out of the kula. Okay.
I mean, you need orders to take down, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that will take down. You take the paper.